Take your Bibles to Psalm 119, verse 105 is the key verse that we're going to look at this afternoon. Yung pong bibigyan natin pansin ay yung verse number 105 ng Psalm 119, yung unang verse dito sa section na ito. Ito ay ang panglabing apat na section. This is the 14th section ng Awit 119 o yung sinasabing Salmo 119. Kung papansinin natin, nakasulat sa taas yung N-U-N, none, N-U-N. So this is the 14th section of Psalm 119, the none section. You know, we live in a very dark world. We live in a world that needs light. Napakadilim po, no? Nakatira tayo sa mundo na madilim. It's dark. Napakadilim ng mundong ito. The world is a very dark place. Pero hindi tayo iniwan ng Diyos sa kadiliman. But God did not leave us in the darkness. Binigyan tayo ng dakilang salita. But God, instead of leaving us in darkness, He gives us His Word, and His Word is that light. Itong verse 105 ay nagtuturo sa atin ng katangian ng salita ng Diyos. Ang salita ng Diyos ay ilawan at liwana. The Word of God is, we read in verse 105, the two characteristic nature of the Word of God. The Word of God is a lamp, ilawan, and light, liwana. The Word of God is a lamp and a light. And this is something that God gives to us to guide us, to advise us, to give us counsel, so that we know where to go. We know what we're supposed to do. Ito po ay gabay at patnubay sa atin. Very similar to Proverbs chapter number 6, verse 23. Look at Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. Parang ganun din po ang sinasabi ng Proverbs 6:23. The Bible says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. The reproofs of instruction are the way of life." So, ganun po ang salita ng Diyos. Ito po ay ilawan at liwanan. No? Itong section na ito ay punong-puno ng pwede natin pag-aralan. Now, this 14th section, we can gain a lot of lessons from. And just a quick survey of this before we zero in on verse 105. If you look at verse 106, you can see how to treat the Word of God. Verse 106, "I have sworn and I will perform it. I will keep thy righteous judgments." And look at verse number 112. "I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end." So palagi natin dapat gampanan ang salita ng Diyos. Kung ano yung utos ng Diyos sa kanyang salita, ito ay dapat natin gampanan. No? We always keep, we always do the Word of God. Now, there's a couple of expressions in this psalm that are kind of unique. Yung meron pong mga parang figure of speech dito sa psalms na ito na talagang kakaiba. Alright? So, the first figure of speech that's unusual is found in verse number 108. Look at verse number 108. "Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments." You free will offerings of my mouth. What is that free will offerings of my mouth? That is a figure of speech. In the Bible, that is referring to prayers, praises, and thanksgiving. Now look at Psalm 50, verse 14. Psalm 50, verse number 14. Kung titingnan natin ang Bible, it shows us what is the free will offerings of our mouth. Look at Psalm 50, verse 14. The Bible says, "Offer unto God thanksgiving." So offer unto God. One of the things that we can do as a sacrifice to God is to offer thanksgiving. nagpapasalamat po tayo sa Panginoon. Yan po ay handog ng pagpupuri ayon sa salita ng Diyos. Look at Hosea chapter 14. Hosea chapter 14 and verse number 2. Hosea chapter 14 verse number 2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Yan, expression po yan. Calves of our lips. Ano po yan? Parang mga toro, no? Ng ating mga labi, ng ating mga bibig. That is the calves of our lips. That's what Hosea is talking about. Offering to God thanksgiving and praise and prayer. It's a similar expression in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Kung titingnan mo yung Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 15. Hebrews 13, verse 15. The Bible says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. This is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So that expression, the fruit of our lips, the calves of our lips, the offering of thanksgiving unto God. Ito yung sinasabi na sa Hebrews 13:15, bunga ng mga labi natin, no? Bunga ng ating mga labi. This is the fruit of our lips. These are prayers, praises, and thanksgiving. So when in Psalm 119:108 it says, the freewill offerings of my mouth, what it's saying is, we offer prayers to God, praises to God, thanksgiving to God, and that is something that God receives as a sacrifice. Tinatanggap po ng Panginoon ang ating mga panalangin, mga pagpupuri, at mga pasasalamat sa Panginoon. Yun po ay nakakabigay lugod sa Kanya. There's another expression in Psalm 119. Look at verse 109. Psalm 119 verses 109. My soul is continually in my hand. That's so unusual. My soul is continually in my hand. What does that mean? My soul is continually in my hand. Yung kaluluwa ko ay palaging nasa aking kamay. So verse number 109. Isa na naman po yung figure of speech. So the Bible tells us what that figure of speech means. So look at Judges chapter 12 and verse 13. What does it mean for the soul to be continually in my hand? Judges chapter 12 and verse 13. Kung titingnan natin ang Bible, isasagot din ang Bible kung anong ibig sabihin ng aking kaluluwa ay nasa aking kamay. Judges chapter 12 and verse 13. You'll notice here it says, and after him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, let's see here, on Judges 12, 13. I don't have the right passage here. Okay, fine. Let's look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Yeah, a couple more passages here anyway. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 5. 1 Samuel chapter 19 and verse number 5. The Bible says here, talking about, and Jonathan spake good of David, verse number 4, 1 Samuel, chapter 19, verse 4. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee were very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine. So David put his life in his hand when he went after Goliath, the Philistine. And what that means is he put his life in danger. And so we see that that expression means to put your life in danger. Job. Look at Job chapter 13. Let's see here. Job chapter 13 and verse number 14. So pag-aaralan natin ito, nung nung pumunta si David, napapatayin niya yung napakahigante na si Goliath, ang sinabi ni Jonathan sa kanyang ama na si Saul, sabi niya, huwag mong patayin si huwag mong hamakin si David. Nilagay niya sa panganib ang kanyang buhay. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng my soul is continually in my hand. Nasa panganib ang kanyang buhay. Job 13, verse number 14. Job 13:14. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? So, again, the point of saying that expression, my soul is continually in my hand, is my life is continually or is in danger. Look at Psalm 119, verse 109. So my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. So even if your life is in danger, we still don't forget the law of God. We still obey and do what God has called us to do, what God has told us to do. So, nakalantad po sa panganib ang kanyang buhay, pero hindi niya makakalimutan ang mga utos ng Panginoon. At yan po ay dapat natin bigyan pansin, no? Dapat ganyan po tayo. Look at verse number 111. Verse number 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. They are the rejoicing of my heart. Ayun pong patutuo ng Panginoon, yan sa verse number 111, yung mga patutuo ng Panginoon, ay ang aking mana magpakailanman. I will always have the Word of God as my heritage. And so we treat the Word of God in a very special way. So this section, this 14th section, is loaded with things to study about. But what I want to do is I want to focus on verse 105. Yung pong papansinin natin ngayon, bibigyan natin pansin ay yung verse 105 na nagsasabi, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ang iyong salita ay ilawan sa aking mga paa at liwanag sa aking landas. So number one, I want you to know that this world is darkness. This world is darkness. So, una sa lahat, bigyan natin pansin na ang mundong ito ay napakadilim. Ang kadiliman ng mundo. Look at Isaiah chapter 60, verse number 2. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse number 2. You'll see the darkness that is all around the world in the first part of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. Isaiah 60, verse 2. Just the first part. It says, For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So tinatakpan po on mababalot ng kadiliman ang buong daigdig at ang salimuot o yung makapal o yung matinding dilim ay tinatakpan po ang mga tao o yung mga bayan, no? So napakadilim po ng mundong ito. Makikita natin ang description ng kadiliman sa Bible. Tingnan mo ang John chapter 1 verse number 5. You can read about the description of darkness in John chapter 1 and verse number 5. John 1:5. All right? The Bible says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not." Hindi naintindihan ng kadiliman ang liwanag, no? May kamangmangan at kawalan ng pananampalataya ang kadiliman. Darkness is described in the Bible as not understanding the light of God's word. Look at John chapter 3 and verse 19. John 3 verse 19. The Bible says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." So ito po ang dahilan kung bakit tayo ay naliligaw sa landas ng Panginoon. Imbis na sumusunod tayo sa landas ng Panginoon, naliligaw pa tayo, no? John chapter 12 and verse number 35. pansinin natin ang kadiliman ng mundong ito. John chapter 12 and verse number 35. Darkness is described here as not abiding with in the Lord's path. Look at John chapter 12 and verse number 35. Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." So hindi alam ng tao kung saan siya pupunta pag madilim. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 11. Look at 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 11. When darkness is around you, you don't know where you're going. 1 John 2, verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So, natitisod tayo na parang bulag. We're just like we're blind when we walk in darkness. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 10. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 10. The Bible says, we grope for the wall like the blind. And we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. So parang bulag tayo, no? Pag wala tayong liwanag ng salita ng Panginoon. Napakadilim pala ng mundong ito. Ito ay, ang kadiliman ay katangian ng hindi ligtas. The darkness is characteristic of an unsaved person. You look at Psalm 107. Psalm 107 and verse number 10. This world is a dark world, and those who are in darkness, that's a character trait of those who are not saved, such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. So, ito po ay katangian ng hindi ligtas. Sila ay tinatawag din po silang anak ng kadiliman. Did you know that there is such a thing as a child of darkness? Look at 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. So if there's children of light, then there's children of the night. Pag merong anak ng liwanag, meron din palang anak ng gabi. No? Pag merong anak ng, merong anak ng araw, children of the day, then there's also children of darkness. Meron din palang anak ng kadiliman, no? So, meron palang landas ng kadiliman. There's even a path of darkness in the Bible. Look at Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 13. My, what a dark world this world of sin really is. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 13. The Bible says, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. So meron parang landas ng kadiliman, no? Merong landas ng kadiliman. Meron din palang gawa ng kadiliman. There's also the work of darkness. So there's a way of, a path of darkness. There's also a work of darkness. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11. The Bible says, and we have no fellowship with the unfruitful, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So meron din palang gawa ng kadiliman. Yung parang kapangyarihan ni Satanas ay nasa kadiliman. Even the power of Satan, he operates in darkness. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 12. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Same thing, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13.
Pareho din po, makikita natin sa Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
The Bible says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness?"
So meron palang kapangyarihan si Satanas na nasa kadiliman po. So napakadilim po ng mundong ito.
So you see how the Bible teaches us, this world is dark. Now, number two, I want you to see the light of God's Word. The light of God's Word.
You know, sa ating sarili po, sa atin lang, kung sa sarili natin, tayo po ay kadiliman. No? Maliban kung tayo ay binigyan ng Panginoon ng ilawan at ng liwanag, napakadilim po ng sarili natin. So, lahat ng sa atin po ay kadiliman.
You know, we have darkness had it not been for the light of God's Holy Word.
So, lahat ng aking, nasa akin ay pagdududa, mga paghihirap, mga kasalanan, sa akin ang kalungkutan, takot, kagipitan, pagkabalisa. Salamat sa Diyos na binigyan tayo ng Kanyang salita na ilawan at liwanag natin.
Everything that's within me is basically doubt and hardship and sin and sadness and fear and a crookedness and unrighteousness. But thank God He gave us His light and lamp of His Word to guide us.
Hindi natin malalaman ang kadiliman ng puso natin maliban sa salita ng Diyos.
We would have never known how dark we are, our hearts are, if it weren't for the Word of God.
Yung kadiliman ng gawa at ng landas ng buhay natin ay hindi natin matutulungan.
We couldn't even help ourselves outside, apart from the Word of God. It is all darkness. But from God's Word comes forth His light to guide us, to teach us.
Pero sa awan ng Diyos, binigyan tayo ng ilawan at ng liwanag sa pamamagitan ng Kanyang salita. Yung pag binabasa natin ng Bible, mapasok pala ang liwanag ng Kanyang salita sa atin.
Look at Psalm 110 and verse 130. Psalm 110 and verse 130. When we read the Word of God, God's light comes into our life. The Bible says, "For the entrance of thy word giveth light." The entrance of thy word giveth light.
Ipinapahayag ng ilaw ang mga gawa ng tao.
One thing about the light is that when you turn it on, you can see what happens, what's going on when you turn the light on. You ever tried looking for something in the dark? And you stub your toe and it hurts. You might even bang into something or smash into something. All because you didn't turn the light on and you can't find what you're looking for. And you're wasting your time and you're wasting everything. But when you turn the light on, you see. Look at John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3, verse number 20. John 3:20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15.
Pansinin natin, no? Pag sinindihan natin ang ilaw ng salita ng Diyos, makikita natin ang ating mga gawa. Magpapansinin natin ang nangyayari po sa kapaligiran natin, no?
Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 13. Ephesians 5:13. But all things are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So if you want to see your real spiritual condition, You turn on the light of the Word of God. Kung gusto mong makita talaga kung ano talaga ang kondisyon ng iyong kaluluwa, ng iyong espiritu, sindihan mo po sa ilaw, tingnan nyo sa ilaw ng salita ng Diyos ang inyong kaluluwa. Ang banal na kasulatan ay ang tanging ilaw at liwanag na pamantayan patungkol sa kaligtasan. You know, the Word of God is the only light and the only lamp that can teach us about how to be saved. If you want to learn how to be saved, you can't go to somebody else or someone else. You have to go to the Word of God. This is the only source book about learning how to be saved. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Tingnan po, wala na po tayong pwedeng puntahan, kundi ang salita ng Diyos kung gusto mong malaman patungkol sa kaligtasan. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." So there's only one book that gives us the lamp and the light of salvation, and that's the Word of God. Yung banal na kasulatan din ay ang tanging ilawan at liwanag sa napamantayan patungkol sa kabuhayan natin, ang pananampalataya at pagiging masunurin natin. Ito po ay makikita sa salita ng Diyos. The Word of God is the only book that can teach us not just about heaven, but how to live here on earth. Ito po ang salita ng Diyos na nagtuturo ng ganyan. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You're already there. Look at verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for four things. It says it in the Bible. Number one, doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So yung banal na kasulatan pala, ginagamit ng Panginoon sa apat na paraan. Ito ay pagtuturo o yung sinasabing doktrina. You find that in the Word of God. Yung pagsaway, yung pagtutuwid sa atin, at yung pagsasanay sa katuwiran ay makikita po natin ito sa salita ng Diyos. The only book that teaches us about doctrine, about reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, it's the Word of God, the only lamp and light of God's holy Word. Ito pala ay ito ay para tayo ay maging mga anak ng Diyos, na tayo na mga anak ng Diyos ay maging sakdal o ganap na ihinandang lubos sa mga mabubuting gawa o sa mga lubusang handa tayo nagsasangkapang lubos sa lahat. The Word of God is the only book that makes us truly furnished unto all good works. All the good works you need to learn, you'll find it in the lamp and the light of God's holy Word. And so you see in Psalm 119:105, ang iyong salita ay ilawan sa aking mga paa at liwanag sa aking landas. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Magpasalamat tayo sa ating dakilang Diyos na binigyan niya tayo sa atin ang kanyang mga salita. We thank God that He gave us His Word, the lamp and the light of God's holy Word. At pag gamitin natin ito sa buhay, ay siyang magpapatuloy at natotoo talaga ang ating pasasalamat sa Kanya. Paano natin magpapatunay na tayo nagpapasalamat sa Panginoon? Sundin natin ang salita ng Diyos. How do we show God that we are thankful for the light and the lamp of His Word? We show that by being obedient to God's holy word. When God shows you something according to His word, you change. You say, well, I can't change. Yes, you can. You can change your schedule. You can change many things. But if you don't follow the light of God's holy word, there is no other way to follow, and no other book will teach you how to obey God. And the way you show Him you appreciate Him is by doing what God says to do. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ang iyong salita ay ilawan sa aking mga paa at liwanag sa aking landas. Nawa, matutunan natin at magpasalamat tayo sa Panginoon na binigyan tayo ng Kanyang dakilang salita. Thy word. Boy, we ought to be thankful to God for giving us the light of His word. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes?